I'm going to go over some other parts of the brain that are involved with unconscious regulation. And one of them is not probably written on your lecture outline, but it should be. It's the fornix, F-O-R-N-I-X. And it's found in cross-section. You can see it right under the lateral ventricle. And this is a tract of fibers that is going to attach the hippocampus to the hypothalamus. So it's involved with those two parts of the brain. The mammillary bodies process olfactory sensations, and they're also a motor nuclei that is involved with the control of chewing and swallowing, all of the activities that are involved with ingesting your food. And the mammillary bodies, by the way, are part of the hypothalamus as well. And you can see these on the underside of the brain. If you take a look at the picture that shows the underside of the brain, there are two little swellings right very close to the optic chiasma. So take a look for those. You'll probably see them also on your sheep brains when you do your dissection. Sometimes they're very visible, sometimes they're not as visible. Kind of depends on the sheep. Finally, the reticular formation is a network of regions in the hypothalamus and the thalamus, which is associated with alertness, lethargy, and sleep. And it's going to extend across the length of the brainstem and the mesencephalon. So it's involved with whether you're conscious or unconscious, whether you're awake or in a coma, those kinds of things. Finally, there are some regions that are found deep in the brain, and these are important as well. We'll go over those too.